In the name of God, the Holy and Undivided Trinity. Amen. Please be seated. Well, this is a confusing kind of day. We started out in the welcome area with palms. We paraded around singing Hosanna in the highest. Then, quick as can be, we're immediately into praying about how Jesus took our nature, suffered death on the cross, that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection. It's confusing. And it was a confusing day for Jesus' disciples and followers as well. And they knew better than they do that Jesus' entry into Jerusalem wasn't a parade. It was more like a protest. And the Romans would notice that kind of thing. Kings and generals are the ones who ride into town that way. And Hosanna, which means something like save us, that might be taken as a political statement. So Jesus' followers knew they were doing something that might provoke a reaction from the Romans. What many of them might not have grasped is that this was not the beginning of a grand revolutionary movement. It was not the start of taking Jerusalem back from the Romans. It was actually a pretty dangerous thing to do. You may remember seeing that famous photo of protester in Beijing in Tiananmen Square in 1989. It's an Associated Press picture of a man standing directly in front of a column of tanks, putting himself in the way so that the tanks could only progress by running him over. Hosannas and palm branches in the streets of Jerusalem for Jesus' ride might have been just about as dangerous as facing down a column of tanks. But as the religious folks said, as they justified it to themselves, it is better for one man to die for the people than to have the whole nation destroyed. And they were right, not in the sense of being morally correct, but in the sense of accurately describing our predicament, headed for destruction. The tradition of reading the Passion Gospel the way we did is not to make it more lively and interesting, because it's a really, really, really long lesson, but to put us in the picture, literally in the picture. Instead of just having me read it, we all read it. We take on those parts. The betrayer, the denier, the conspirators, those who hammered in the nails, those who ran away, those who watched, those who were also crucified that day, and the one at the center of it all. We enter into the contemplation of those mighty acts, as our collect has it. We might say those dangerous acts. This Thursday and Friday, we'll hear the story again from different perspectives. But this is our participation, each of us, in the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord. Not as mere observers or passive listeners, but as participants in the here and now. Our own anamnesis, vital recall, making present what is and was and will be. To the end that, as we hear in the letter to the Philippians, let the same mind be in you as was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.